All right, Chavra, we spoke more in Yone how to keep Kabbalah Satorah with us during the days of Tashlumim in the longer shir. So we have to talk about the parasha. Baruch Hashem, for some of us, it's the first time we're going to hear a laning in a very, very, very long time. Baruch Hashem. Parashas Naso. We're going to hear Parashas Naso. Such beautiful chizik and asaurus from Parashas Naso. But earlier I shared an Imri Emes, I want to share another Imri Emes, and a little bit of a taich on that Imri Emes. You know, Parashas Naso, one of the difficult parashas we talk about in the parasha of the Sota. The parasha of the Sota should never be practical for anyone. But we all know the parasha of the Sota is a woman who's seen to be on some level promiscuous with a man, and warned not to be in Yichud with the man, and then goes into Yichud with the man, and then has to drink the Mei Sota. And we all know, famously, that if she drinks the Mei Sota, and she actually did the terrible Maisa Aveira with that man, her stomach blows up miraculously, and she's killed. But if not, she's given a bracha. And she's given a bracha if she wasn't able to have children, she'd be zoichet to have children. And if she's zoichet to have children, it'll be a leida kala. And those of us who are married and have wives and have children understand what big a bracha that is. She gains all these brachas. Why does she deserve brachas? Okay, shkoyach. She didn't cheat on her husband. She still is not like this big tzadekes and this bas tzanua and balas yir shemayim. She was seen together with some man. She was warned not to be in yichud, and she went into yichud with him again, which itself is wrong. So okay, shkoyach, she doesn't deserve to die. She didn't actually cheat. She deserves brachas. She deserves reward. Really? Zakdeil Gimriam as the Gerebbe. Gerebbe explained so beautifully. And I want to give a little taich, a little different taich, than the way he says it, the way I understand it. But it's based on the Imri Emes. See, what the Imri Emes really basically says is we have to appreciate and understand that if a person in that situation and is so close to doing Maisa Aveira holds themselves back, they deserve an incredible reward for that. Especially they got all the embarrassment for what they did wrong. But I want to say it a little bit different. Might be even what he meant. Was frozen. We'll say again. Basically, Chevra, the Imri Emes is teaching us the deepest Torah. The Imri Emes is telling us how incredible every little thing we do for the Eibishter is. It's true. This woman did something wrong. And she went into Yichud and she was warned. And she gets busha. She gets embarrassment for that. She's taken out in front of everyone. And she got embarrassment, which hopefully would be some level of kapara for that. But she did something incredible as well. She went and still, in that moment, and obviously it was a difficult moment, she abstained from doing that Maisa Aveira. She receives reward for that. Every little thing we do for the Eibishter, we get rewarded for because it's Ein Sof. If we understood Schar Mitzvah, and here we're learning the Schar for just not doing one of the worst Aveiras there is. Meaning what? She didn't cheat on her husband. She didn't do Gilei Arayas. That's one of the big three. You're supposed to give up your life before. Shkoyach, she didn't do that. No, but she was in a difficult place. And she seemingly, apparently, almost did. And she held back. And she had that Yir Shemayim. You know what? She deserves a schar for that. She deserves a reward. She deserves children for that. Do we understand what it is to be someone who listens to the Ribbono Shel and what tzchar we deserve for every little thing? So if this woman is going to be rewarded just for that, imagine how we're rewarded every time we learn, every time we daven, and every time we abstain from maisim that are difficult to abstain from. And even if we fall a little bit, but we don't fall a lot, that too is rewarded. That too is appreciated by the Ribbono Shel. The Ribbono Shel loves every little thing we do for him. That's what we have to understand. And Achas Kamakam, this is abstaining from a losase. And when you go out and do for Hashem, I always thought, you know who you learned that from? You learned that from Miriam. Where do we see that by Miriam? Miriam, we all know famously, She stood by the banks of the river. She stood by the banks of the river to see what's going to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu is 3 months old in the water. And because she stood by the banks of the river just to watch her brother, she's rewarded, and 2 million people journeying through the desert to Eretz Yisrael wait a whole week when she has Saras. 2 million people wait for her. Because she waited to see what would happen to Moshe. When she waited to see what would happen to Moshe, was that the biggest deal in the world? Let's be real for a moment. Chevra. She was responsible for the birth of Moshe. We all know. Her parents and the Yidden, they were separating from each other because of the gzera of Paro, that to kill all the Jewish baby boys. She went to her parents and said, "You're worse than Paro because you're killing the girls as well." So she convinced her parents to get back together. She's responsible for the birth of Moshe. And this is her brother. You don't think she's just curious to see what would happen to him? What was such a great maisa that she did by standing by the water? I'd venture to say, when tomorrow you help prepare for Shabbos in some way, and help your mother, you go to Gourmet Glat to go get something she forgot to get, or a chvesnes, you go help with a sibling something, or you clean up a little for Shabbos, it's a bigger maisa, it's a bigger chesed than what Miriam did. And she's rewarded 2 million people wait an entire week for her. Imagine what the schar is for every little mitzvah, every little thing we do. We can't imagine. We can't imagine. We live in such a physical, materialistic world, and we think the pleasures of materialism and the pleasures of this world are anything. The mitzvahs that we do, the ma'asim tovim that we do, and abstaining from doing not good, even the smallest of things, are so deeply loved by Hashem and appreciated by Hashem, because these are tat in Himmel. Let's make sure that we understand the chashivas of every little mitzvah that we do. And if we understood the gems, the diamonds of mitzvahs, we wouldn't stop doing mitzvahs, we wouldn't stop learning, we wouldn't stop davening. Let's understand that and live for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way that He loves us. We have to love Him and show Him that we're that Eved Hashem, we're that Ben, we're that Bas Melech. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the ultimate tzchar of Mashiach Tzidkenu with the Gula Shleima b'mehera b'meinu. And we have a halig of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.